Hi there. The word for today is a regenerated spirit in an unregenerated body. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 23, the New Living Translation, Paul writes, "May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless." Now, if you were simply a spirit being, your spiritual potential would be unlimited. But you must constantly contend with your soul, which comprises your emotions, will, and intellect. And in addition, you have to cope with the needs and appetites of your flesh or your physical body. Pray as you will, your soulish nature won't suddenly wake up one morning with a desire to please God, because it's always in conflict with His will. Romans chapter 8 teaches that clearly. When you, quote, walk in the flesh, it's going to take you down the wrong road every single time. Like a spoiled child, it's got to be disciplined and made subject to your regenerated spirit. Your soul, on the other hand, is constantly caught between your flesh, which says no to God, and your spirit, which says yes to God. That's why your soul, remember, that's your will, emotions, and intellect, must be reprogrammed daily. How do you do that? By God's Word. Romans 12 verse 2, Paul says, "Let God transform you by renewing the way you think." Whatever you program into your computer is what you get out of your computer, right? Similarly, when you begin to think scripturally, something happens. You begin to live victoriously. The real action takes place in your spirit. The part of you that was renewed and regenerated when you met Jesus and were born again. When God's Spirit became intimate with your spirit, it resulted in what we call a new birth. And as you grow spiritually, you begin to produce spiritual fruit. Galatians 5:22 talks about the fruits of the Spirit. And as that happens, you start to realize that you are actually, listen to this, a regenerated spirit living in an unregenerated body. And knowing this truth will help you to understand a lot of your struggles and also to pray, "Lord, I'm completely yours, body, soul, and spirit." And that's the word for you today.